Now, I will read the Bible verse for this morning. New Testament, John chapter 1, verse 1 through to 14. Let me read from chapter 1, verse 1. I will read from verses 1 through to 3 and then 10 to 12. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. Now verse 10. He was in the world, and though the world was made through Him, the world did not recognize Him. He came to that which was His own, but His own did not receive Him. Yet, to all who did receive Him, to those who believed in His name, He gave the right to become children of God. Let me pray. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for this wonderful Christmas season. And thank you that we can come together like this. We praise you. And we receive your holy word. Thank you that you have loved us even before we hadn't known you, and that you have died for us. Thank you that on that cross, you redeemed us from all our sins, and that you have given us life. I pray that this Christmas season, we can recognize the meaning of your birth, and that we can give thanks to you for what you have done for us. Thank you for this great time. And in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Good morning, everyone. I'm pleased to be able to celebrate this Christmas together with you. And thank you for these wonderful gospel songs. Now, do you know that this animation program called Sazae-san? Apparently, it has been broadcasted for 55 years now. It has been one of the longest animation program that is also on the Guinness Book. And once, there was this episode in Sazae-san. So, the main character's house is called Isono House. And next door to Isono-san, there's an old man. And he plays Go, board game, Go, for his hobby. And from the morning, he's like studying for this board game. And he's playing this Go. Then he hears this terrible sound of violin from next door, from Isono-san, and he couldn't concentrate. And then he say to the next door, "I'm sorry, but can you turn down the volume of the radio?" And actually, the Masuo-san, the father of the house, was playing this terrible violin. But when he hears this, Masuo-san, basically, it means, please stop this. But he was happy, and he put that violin back into the case. And the reason he was happy, if that old man yelled and said, like, "Stop the freaking violin," then how would he feel? But he felt, oh, my violin must sound like the professional violinist on the radio. So that's why he was happy. So everything depends on how you say it. So in Proverbs 15 verse 1 it says, "A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger." So soft words and gentle answer, it shows their great character and their ability to think deeply. So we always think using words. So if we have rich words, then we'll have rich thoughts and mind. But if our vocabularies are poor, then our thoughts will be also poor, likewise. So recently, the young people, actually, it's only the old people who says young people these days. But anyway, when I hear the young people these days, I feel that their vocabularies are very poor. For example, they say like, really? Oh my God, this sucks, you know? Actually, like, nothing sucks, it only vacuums. It's very strange to use the word suck for that, but anyway. So, once I saw a young woman eating the delicious cake at the cafe and saying, oh my gosh. And then after that, when she goes out and sees this beautiful rainbow outside, she says, oh my gosh. And after that, as they walk on, they see the traffic accident of the truck and the bike. And she says, oh my gosh. So for her, delicious food and a beautiful scenery and also this terrible traffic accident, it ends up with, oh my God. So God must be very busy helping her lack of vocabulary. But the reason why I'm speaking about words and vocabularies is because in this Gospel of John, chapter 1, this word, the word, comes out again and again. And actually, in the New Testament, there are four books that contains the life of Jesus. They're called Gospels. Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And in these Gospels, the ones that contain the Christmas stories are the Gospel of Matthew and Luke. So they portray how Jesus was born in a specific way. But in the Gospel of Mark, there's no record of the birth of Jesus. It only starts from the public life of Jesus when he was 30 years old and started to do his ministries. And today's book of John, is there the Christmas story? Actually, there's one. And that is in chapter 1, verse 14. We didn't read it right now, but it says this. Verse 14 says, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. So this is a Christmas story according to John. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. So this Word that John is referring to is Jesus Christ. So if we put Jesus instead of the Word, it makes total sense. Let's see verse 1. In the beginning was Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ was with God. And Jesus Christ was God. So in the beginning was the Word. And when we see this phrase, in the beginning, if you know the Bible very well, you'll recognize, oh, there was the same phrase in another place. And that place is right in the beginning of the Bible, Genesis. The very first book of the Old Testament, it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So, let's focus on this word at the very beginning of the Genesis. And it uses five words. The first word is, in the beginning. So, it's saying that this universe and everything in it has the beginning. So actually, this vast universe has a beginning, and the first scientist to find that out was in 20th century. In 1929, the astrologist called Hubble, Edwin Powell Hubble, he was observing the universe, and he saw that the galaxies that are far away from the Earth looks red. And the reason they look red is because they are moving away from the Earth. So he basically found out that the universe is keeps on expanding. And this is called cosmological redshift, how they appear red. You don't have to memorize this. It's not going to be an exam. But it basically shows that the universe is still expanding. And the fact that it's expanding, it means if we go back in the times, there must have been the beginning where it started to expand. So this proved that the universe had the beginning. And people started to find that out in 20th century. But the Old Testament was written 3,500 years ago, and they already told the people that this universe had the beginning. So in the beginning, so there was the time where everything started. And the second word is God. So for us Japanese people, when we say God, we think of like hundreds of gods. But the Bible says God is not the one who was created by people, but it's the God who created the people. So it's not God, it's the order of God and man is very important, because God created by man cannot save people. But if it's God that created the man, then he can save the people. So he's the one who created the whole world. And the third word is heaven. First, God created the heavens. And this word heaven is plural, called shamayim. So the ancient people thought there are plural heavens, especially the ancient Jewish people. So the first heaven that they thought of is where the bird flies. And the second heaven is where the stars and the moons are. And the third heaven is where God exists. So in the New Testament, Paul refers to the third heavens, and he said, I have been to the third heaven. And that basically means he was in the heaven. So basically, this whole universe in space was created by God. And then the fourth word is the earth. And this word earth, edits, means like the world, land, or substance. So basically, God, in the beginning, he created the time, the space, and all the substances that exist in it. That's what the Bible proclaims. So time, space, and the substance, they're all connected very closely. They cannot be, stay separately. So for example, substance always have gravity and energy. And depending on this gravity, it shows the space will space will be affected by the gravity of the matters. And Einstein proved through his theory of relativity that these time, space, and substances cannot stand alone, separate from each other. And the Bible says God has created them all together as the one correlated to each other. And the fifth word is called bara. It means created. So it means something was created out of nothing. And there's another word called make, like maker. So maker has ingredients, and he creates something out of them. So for example, car makers, and they all have the materials to make something from. But this bara, create, means there's nothing, and that person creates something out of nothingness. So God created this earth out of nothing. So not only this space, but also as humans, each one of us are created by God. Of course, we are born from our mothers, but we are still the masterpiece made by God. We are not here by chance, but we have purpose, and we have been sent on this earth as God's masterpiece. And when I say this, then some people will have big question mark above them. And they say, like, oh, actually, at school, I learned that we have been evolved. So they always hit this wall of evolution. So when I teach the Bible, they say, like, oh, that is unscientific. But actually, is evolution scientific? Actually, those who think that evolution is scientific are those who doesn't know about evolution very well. So this biologist called Kazuko Ando says that evolution is simply a hypothesis, and those at the cutting edge of the evolution scientists know that there are no concrete evidence of the evolution, and they try hard to find the evidence that proves the evolution, but they still cannot find one. And this evolution that is only an hypothesis is still taught in the university textbooks. And this shows that the university textbooks are very slow catching up to the modern science. So if someone who is in 20 years later, what you learn in the school these days are much different from what I learned in the textbook on my days, because they are always changed. And there's Mr. Yamanaka, who found IPS, said that if the science keep on progressing, there might come the time where people say that evolution was a lie. So evolution cannot stand the scientific research. So if someone says, like, if the science proceeds, then someone will find out that gravity was a lie. But that cannot happen because gravity has so many evidences. But evolution doesn't have enough evidence to support itself. So when I say God created this earth and you are the masterpiece of God, you don't have to be afraid that it's unscientific, because evolution is also unscientific, because they believe that we have been evolved. And the Bible speaks clearly that the Creator God created everything in the earth. And this God the Creator and us who are His creatures are, when the creatures ignores this Creator and live doing whatever he wants to do in the selfish way, that is called sin according to the Bible. And the result of being away from this God, we have so many troubles in this world. That's what the Bible says. Because we are not connected to the Creator, we cannot receive all the good things that are supposed to come from our Creator. And this Christmas, it's where God came as human to this earth to fix this broken relationship. He went on the cross and he died in our place to fix this relationship. And not only that he died, but he was resurrected on the third day. He broke the power of death and he went up into the heaven. So whoever believes in Jesus Christ can go to heaven by his power. This is a Christmas message. What a wonderful message. So in the verse 14, it says, the Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. So if the house was on fire, what do they need? Do they need gasoline? No, they need water. What about a patient with tuberculosis? They need streptomycin. What about a poor people in poverty? They need food and money. What about the countries that are on war? They need peace. And what do these people without the relationship with the Creator need? They need salvation. They need Jesus Christ. And in verse 10 it says, He was in the world, and though the world was made through Him, the world did not recognize Him. And in verse 11, He came to that which was His own, but His own did not receive Him. Verse 12, Yet to all who did receive Him, to those who believed in His name, He gave the right to become children of God. To believe means to trust in something and to jump inside it. So when you jump, when you believe Jesus, it means to accept Jesus into your heart and to trust Him to have a relationship with you. Then you will become, you will have the right to become the children of God. And you will be able to receive good gifts from your Father God. Because children can ask for all the good things from their parents. And the parents want to give good things for the little children that they love. And if we become this parent and children relationship with the Creator God, then God wants to bless us and we can receive all the blessings from God. And we can receive this greatest gift of the Christmas, which is Jesus Christ. So in Japan, there was this person called Shirasu Jiro. He was like a businessman. And he has studied in the Cambridge University. And after the war, he had great success. So he was very tall for Japanese people. He was 185 centimeters. And at 80 years old, he was driving a Porsche. And he was the first person to wear jeans in Japan. So he was one of the person at the cutting edge of the times. And before the war, he was working as the thinking person for the nation. And after the war, he was working as the thinking person of Yoshida Shigeru, who was the leader of Japan. And after Japan lost the war, Japan lost the right to rule over this nation, and then the general headquarters came, and they said they'll they rule this Japan, and Douglas MacArthur was their leader. And by his decision, all the decision of the nations were decided. And then Shirasu Jiro was the one who always talked and discussed with MacArthur, and once this person called Whitney came, and who is like the one of the leaders at GHQ. And he told to Shirasu Jiro, oh, your English are quite good. So he was basically looking down on Shirasu. Because he was studying at Cambridge, he could speak English. But then Shirasu Jiro said, oh, whoa, your English is quite well also. If you study more, then you will be like this. Because what you speak is American English, but I speak the Queen English. So he kind of won that conversation. And in 1951, there was a treaty of peace with Japan in San Francisco. And then, so Yoshida Shigeru, the leader of Japan, was supposed to give a speech. And the Japanese Ministry of International Communication came and gave him the English speech. But actually, Shirasu said, what are you doing? This treaty of peace is supposed to be done with the equality. Why do we have to speak English when we have this treaty of peace and equality? So the general headquarters called him, he's the only disobedient Japanese person. So this is actually the title of respect. They said he actually has something to speak. And at this time, also, there was this Christmas, and the Japanese emperor gave the Christmas present to the MacArthur, and Shirasujiro took this present to the MacArthur. So he received this from the emperor, and he brought it to MacArthur's room, and he said, "MacArthur, Mr. MacArthur, I brought the present from the emperor." Then, because MacArthur was doing the work, he said, "Oh, just put it somewhere over there." And then Shirasujiro was mad and said, "I'm not going to give this to you. This is a gift from the emperor, and you're receiving it with disrespect. I'm going to take it away." And MacArthur apologized and said, "Oh, I'm sorry." And he received the present. But actually, the emperor's gift shouldn't be respected and shouldn't be received with such disregard. But Jesus Christ is the Christmas present from the King of the universe, and he is giving us the gift called Jesus Christ. And it is rude to not receive that, saying, "It is not related to me. I don't need it." So we should receive it from our heart. That is the real Christmas. And I believe most people here has already received that present and are starting to taste the goodness of this present. But if there are anyone who hasn't received the gift yet, this Christmas 2024, I would like you to receive the gift. Then you will start to receive all the blessings that are in this Christmas gift. And your life will be turned upside down, because the person who created the whole universe will be connected to you personally. And when you pray, that will be answered. And even when you don't pray, God will still look after you. Let's pray. Dear Father in heaven, thank you that you have loved us and you have sent Jesus Christ. We have this Christmas service where we remember your Christmas gift and receive this wonderful person, and we worship your name. Thank you for this Christmas service. I pray that your blessing will reach more people, and those who have received it in advance, I pray that they will be used to give this gift to the next person. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Let us have time to pray personally to God. Now I'm going to pray for the blessing. The grace of Jesus Christ and the love of the Father God and the relationship of the Holy Spirit be with each one of you this Christmas season. Amen. Now this is the end of the service. There are a few announcements. We're going to welcome the newcomer, Shoma Matsumoto. Where is he? Welcome. And after this service, next doors, there is a professional massager who will give you massage for free. So if you have any stiff shoulders, you can go to him. And there are other announcements. So after this, from 1:30, there are Christmas concert by Rin Kurosawa. It's free to come, so anyone can come and hear the Christmas songs. And next week, Sunday, there will be church cleaning. So we'll clean up this building. So if you have time, please remain and let's clean up together. And on 31st of December, we will have Thanksgiving prayer meeting, where we give testimonies of Thanksgiving. And those who come, there will be soba noodle for everyone. And on the New Year, there will be New Year service from 7, 9, and 11 o'clock. And apparently, there's going to be okoto instrument playing. And are there anyone who has birthday this week? If there's anyone whose names are not on the screen, but who still have the birthday, you may stand up and we'll celebrate your birthday together. Kazuko, Sho, and Ichiro, and any other people? Nothing. Okay.